Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My friend James Fogarty from A-Plus Schools Pittsburgh. Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. James is a straight shooter. I love him. He's very honest about the schools and the Pittsburgh schools, and he's also an optimist. Hey, I can make this argument all day long, and I will with you. I could argue with you that considering test scores and the functionality of the transportation system and technology issues and dissent on the school board and angst among parents and students alike and COVID, that, look, man, okay, fine, the superintendent resigned and he's gone, but I could argue that he was the captain of the Titanic. And so you take off the captain, the ship still sinks. In other words, my point is, don't you think Pittsburgh has so many big issues that, okay, this is done, but now they got to focus on changing the structure and the functionality of the school district, sir? Would you not agree?
I mean, I think there's, obviously as an organization that wants to support children and families that are in our public schools here in Pittsburgh, you know, we recognize there's a lot of work to be done. I think we've seen, there was letters to the editor from former staff, indicating issues that they thought that existed, and there are still challenges, right? Whether it's, as you mentioned, transportation, technology, others that we've got to get under control. I think part of, the statement that was made yesterday and part of what folks, were describing is that there were distractions, right?
Right.
How do you focus on running a district and managing your team when you're also under the cloud of an ethics investigation and needing to talk to your attorney about said ethics investigation, right? And, that's not, that was a cell phone, right? That was
right.
Your own goal, that didn't need to happen for our kids. I think one of the things that, I'm hopeful for is when you remove those distractions and we get down to the business of supporting children and families, that we can start to work through some of these problems, right? These are solvable problems. They're not insurmountable. I think you're right. There is significant water coming on this ship that we need to figure out how to undo and right. We're trying to be helpful as best we can by providing navigation ambassadors to help kids who are on public buses or have to walk longer than they've had to before because they used to get a yellow bus. We're going to continue to be helpful as best we can. But I think, to your point, right, there needs to be, especially from this board that has been elected to oversee the schools, a real deep dive into what the problems are and then start prioritizing, right? If we're short of computers, buy some more. You got $100 million. If we're from the federal government through ARP,
right?
If we need more bus drivers, that's been a problem. It's a problem across the country. We might have to pay them more. And figuring out what that cost, where that goes. And if that eats into a bunch of our dollars, then, so be it. It's a tough time. It's a tough time. There's a confluence of factors that make being a superintendent right now super hard. It did not help to have these ethical questions hanging over at the same time that you have just a whole set of issues you have to deal with. And that's the thing. It's like focus is so important. If we're not focused on solving those problems, then the problems don't get solved. You know, and that's like, that's just like anything. Our time and attention is what drives change. So my hope is that there's great folks that are working within the district that are trying their best. I think my hope is that they can come together. We get an interim leader who has the trust and confidence of our principals, teacher staff, and others, and we can move forward to start solving some of these problems. Because they're not going to go away just because we wish they would.
Hey, James, this is James Fogarty, A-plus schools. Man, I'm a big fan of yours. My man cares, and he wants to make a difference, which puts him 90% ahead of anyone else. Here's my deal, and I'm going to be blunt with you. So I have Rich Fitzgerald on here yesterday. Mm-hmm. Pretty powerful guy. Raised 8 kids, right, in the city. I was born and raised in the city. And here's what he says. He says right now in Pittsburgh, if you have any money at all, I don't care what color you are, you ain't going to the Pittsburgh Public Schools. It's the school of last resort. And to back that up, I'm told yesterday by insiders that for the first time, school population will drop below 20,000. What the hell do we do, man? That this now has become, according to the county executive, and I agree with them, it's the school choice of last resort. What do you do? Seriously, James.
And this is the thing, though, is there are great schools within this system.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
You know, and there are great educators and principals within the system. For educators and principals, I put up against any system in our county.
Great.
And so, look, I hear what our county executive is saying. One of the things I would say to him and to our city leaders and others is, how can you, they've got money sitting there too from American Rescue Plan. How can we leverage those dollars to support children and families to get into to get what they need from these schools or in our communities, right? So is it out of school time programs, others? Because part of what I it's just not helpful to finger point and say, hey, this district is now just for those who need it. I mean, I'm still.
Well, the truth hurts.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
It does hurt. And it's reality, embarrassing.
We probably have lost significant population, considering, between the end of summer and beginning of school, just the uncertainty that was created by moving start dates, changing things. You know, it took a toll on families in my school for sure. It took a toll on members of the community who, you know, have wanted some certainty in a time when things have been so uncertain for so long.
Can you hang around James?
Yeah, I can hang around Marty.
He's the best. Hold on. Look, ma'am, I want the schools in Pittsburgh to be good schools. I would die to have that happen. But man, they're hemorrhaging students right now. Folks are fleeing the charter schools and cyber schools, and it's bad, man. Hey, if this town doesn't have good schools, this is not a good town. It's a fact. And by the way, James, they had issues with educating kids at level long before Hamlet got here. It's systemic and endemic. And my man, how do you fix this short of blowing the whole thing up and trying something new?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, it's like anything, right? You know, when Paul O'Neill got to Alcoa, people were dying all the time in the aluminum factories across the world. And he just said, no deaths. Like, that's our North Star. And he got the entire company focused on no workplace accidents. And what did they do? Within 3 years, they had no workplace accidents.
Nice.
And so it's not impossible to change the trajectory or story of a school system or individual schools. We know principals who've gone into schools, and they're, you know, I'll speak of one in the north side in Allegheny Traditional. You know, Molly O'Malley is in that school. Kids are reading. You know, Monica Lamar, who's now an assistant superintendent, almost all the kids in that building are reading. It's not like we don't have examples locally of what's going on. Steubenville, Ohio has some of the greatest, highest reading rates for some of the poorest kids in the state of Ohio. It's just in our backyard. So I don't lose hope because I know what's possible and how districts and schools can succeed. It's about doing the little things well and giving people voice and opportunity to improve on what you're doing. And again, we don't have to look far. Like I said, Alcoa has done some of this work. Our children's hospitals and local manufacturers have done this work. Improving quality is something that we know how to do here in Pittsburgh. So I say to folks who are working in quality improvement, who care about our schools, like, it's time to step up. Like, volunteer, get involved, call
me. I love this.
You know, like,
make a difference instead of just complaining.
Well, like, I mean, because look, here's what happens when we blow it up, right? 20,000 kids have chaos, right? It's like, you know, we went to Iraq and blew that up. What good did that do for the people there? We can't, like, so I just keep on. I mean, I know that's a bad analogy, but it's the same thing, right? We got to start where we are and improve to where we need to be.
I completely agree.
Look, we may have to close some schools. We may have to reorganize. We may have to build new schools, right, to get people back.
Nice.
I think all those questions need to be on the table. And I think board members, you know, I would hope that you're able to get school board members on to talk about, okay, what's your vision? How are we going to do this? How are we going to get to a place where families feel safe? Kids can get to school, and they're getting educated at a high level, no matter what their color or socioeconomic background.
My man, I'm all in. And any time you want me to carry that message, send me an email, text me, and we'll go.
Okay.
I come off
Thanks
as a guy so much. Who's a hater of the schools here, but I'm disgusted by the lack of progress for the kids who need the help the most. And I'll do anything I can to help you make it better. Okay.
I appreciate you,
all right, my brother.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good day.
He's truly the best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.